Roots of Armodoxy, Angels Ignored. The Transfiguration of Jesus Christ is recorded by the evangelists Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This week, we've been looking at different angels, messengers, and how they communicate with us, whether through songs, through children, or even through stone. Yesterday, we started a two-part series about angels unheard. Today, in part two, we'll label the action as messages ignored. The Transfiguration takes place with Jesus retreating to a mountaintop with three of his disciples, Peter, John, and James. There, as he prayed, he is transfigured. His face changed and his clothes became as bright as flashing of lightning. Two historical figures, Moses and Elijah, the symbols of the law and the prophets, appear in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus, and a voice from above is heard, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Peter turns to Jesus and says on behalf of his disciple brothers, "Lord, it is good for us that we are here. I will put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now, certainly under any other circumstance, you'd have to compliment Peter's initiative and thoughtfulness to look after the comfort of the guests. But on this day, Jesus is radiating the divine light. He's shining. For this moment of singularity, we humans are given a glimpse of the eternal presence of the light that shines in the darkness at the transfigured Christ. And his response? "Let me make three tents for you." Like this intense light from the beginning of all eternity is blinding them. And he says, "Let me make three tents for you." A message was being conveyed, but it was ignored, and whether intentional or not is secondary to the fact that he was consumed by worldly interests in the face of this most auspicious event and moment. Actually, Peter's response to this event was not too much different than ours today. Let me go forward and then back a bit. When St. Gregory the Illuminator and King Durtat converted Armenia to Christianity at the beginning of the 4th century, they replaced many of the pagan holidays with Christian holidays. The celebration known as Vartivar, dedicated to the pagan goddess Aslig, was a water festival. The Feast of Transfiguration was assigned to this day. The water component was kept as a reminder of each personal rebirth through the font of baptism. A pilgrimage to the site of one's baptism would give an opportunity to reflect on the joy of Christian living. There is no doubt that being splashed by water on a hot summer day is refreshing and probably fun. Yet today, many churches celebrate Vartavar with splashes and soaks. In fact, the word transfiguration is often not even mentioned. The official name of the feast in the Armenian church is Ayla Gerbutyun. Vartavar refers to the pagan holiday, or in a word, it refers to Peter's tent. It's missing the point. It's being blinded by the seeming comforts of this world that we miss the awesome beauty and glory that has been built into this universe since the beginning of time. These messages are being sent to us daily, sometimes several times a day. But intentionally or not, we lose sight of the beauty. How many flowers or trees did we pass by today on our walk or on our drive? So many that familiarity has bred contempt, and we pass by without standing in awe that each one of these is a miracle of a seedling, the soil, and the sun. How often have we ignored a child's plea for attention only to chase after some insignificant matter? When have we truly remarked at the miracle of life, of a single heart beating for 20, 40, 80, perhaps 100 years? And to think every night, the stars, the galaxies, the universe comes out on display, and we walk in the other direction until the morning light makes them all vanish. The transfiguration of Jesus Christ is a reminder of the awesome glory of God that shines, that radiates all around us. The Christ light is there, waiting for our reaction. We can stand in awe of a sunset, or we can put on sunglasses, or we can pull up an umbrella, or we can come inside and turn on the light. Christ was transformed. The law and the prophets had gathered around him. The voice of the Father is heard. Peter and the disciples had a choice on how to react, as do we every day. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, when you transfigured and radiated the light which came to us from the beginning of time, you gave us yet another opportunity to connect to eternity. Guide me to search out those glimpses of light amidst the darkness that seems to consume my thoughts and my paths. May your presence guide my life so that I may celebrate the glimpses of beauty and joy in my life.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Voska, and I hope you've been blessed by this mini-series about angels, their messages leading up to the Transfiguration. If you've missed any of it, you can find it all at epostle.net. Remember, that's apostle with an E. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. Just look under the daily messages. God bless.